Level 3. Smart investors. There are three different types of investors in this group. This level of investor is aware of the need to invest. They may even participate in the company retirement plan, 401k, SEP, superannuation, pension, etc. Sometimes they even have outside investments in mutual funds, stocks, bonds, or limited partnerships. Generally, they are intelligent people who have a solid education. They make up the two-thirds of the country we call the middle class. However, when it comes to investing, they are often not educated or lack what the investment industry calls sophistication. Rarely will they read a company annual report or company prospectus. How could they? They were not trained to read financial reports. They lack financial literacy. They may have advanced college degrees and may be doctors or even accountants, but few have ever been formally trained and educated in the win-lose world of investing. These are the three main categories in this level, specifically those who can't be bothered, those who are cynics, and those who are gamblers. They are often smart people who are well-educated and often make substantial incomes, and they do invest, yet there are differences. Of the group that can't be bothered, they have convinced themselves they don't understand money and never will. They say things like, "I'm just too busy," or "it's just too complicated," or "investing is too risky." These people just let the money sit and do little in their retirement plan or turn it over to a financial planner who recommends diversification. They block their financial future out of their minds, work hard day to day, and say to themselves, "At least I have a retirement plan." When they retire, then they'll look at how their investments did. The second category is the cynic. These people know all the reasons why an investment will not work. They are dangerous to have around. They often sound intelligent, speak with authority, are successful in their chosen fields, but are really cowards under their intellectual exterior. They can tell you exactly how and why you will get swindled with every investment known to man. When you ask for their opinions on a stock or other investment, you walk away feeling terrible, often afraid or doubtful. Their most commonly repeated words are, "Well, I've been taken before. They're not going to do that to me again." Yet, strangely, these same cynics often follow the market like sheep. At work, they're always reading the financial pages or the Wall Street Journal. They read the paper and then tell everyone else what they know at the coffee break. They talk about the big deals, but are never in them. They look for stocks that make the front page, and if the report is favorable, they often buy. The problem is they buy late, because if you get your news from the newspaper, it is too late. The truly smart investors have bought way before it makes the news. The cynic does not know that. When bad news comes, they criticize and say things like, "I knew it." They think they're in the game, but they're really only spectators standing on the sidelines. They often want to get into the game, but deep down they are terribly afraid of getting hurt. Security is more important than fun. Cynics are often what professional traders call pigs. They squeal a lot and then run to their own slaughter. They buy high and sell low. Why? Because they're so smart they have become overly cautious. They are smart, but are terrified of taking risks and making mistakes, so they study harder, get smarter. The more they know, the more risk they see, so they study even harder. Their cynical caution causes them to wait until it's too late. They come to market when greed finally overpowers their fear. They come to the trough with the other pigs and get slaughtered. But the worst part about cynics is that they infect the people around them with their deep fear, disguised as intelligence. When it comes to investing, they can tell you why things won't work, but they can't tell you how they could work. It is possible to get rich quickly with little money and with little risk. It is possible, but only if you are willing to do your part to make it possible. One of the things you need to do is keep an open mind and beware of cynics as well as con men. They are both financially dangerous. The third category of this level is the gambler. This group is also called pigs by professional traders. But while the cynic is overly cautious, this group is not cautious enough. They look at the stock market or any investment market about the same way they look at a Las Vegas craps table. It's just luck. Throw the dice and pray. This group has no set trading rules or principles. They want to act like the big boys, so they fake it until they make it or lose it all. The latter is most probable. They are searching for the secret to investing, or the holy grail. They are always looking for new and exciting ways to invest. Instead of long-term diligence and study and understanding, they seek tips or shortcuts. They jump into commodities, initial public offerings, IPOs, penny stocks, gas and oil, cattle, and every other investment known to mankind. They like to use sophisticated investment techniques, such as margins, puts, calls, and options. They jump into the game without knowing who the players are and who makes up the rules. These people are the worst investors the planet has ever known. They always try to hit a home run. They usually strike out. When asked how they are doing, they are always, oh, about even or a little bit up. In actuality, they have lost money, lots of money, often huge amounts of money. This type of investor loses money over 90% of the time. They never discuss their losses. They only remember the killing they made 6 years ago. They think they were smart and fail to recognize they were merely lucky. They think that all they need is the one big deal and then they'll be on easy street. Society calls these people incurable gamblers. Deep down, they are simply lazy when it comes to investing money.